This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It was awesome. First step of becoming a pro. Excited to be out there with some of my teammates, my new teammates. And just made me a little bit more hungry. I mean, football is football. I mean, I was just so excited to be out there because if I was in college, I probably would have been done with spring already. But, you know, I was super excited to be out there, try to fly around, have fun, and just motivate my teammates, push my teammates, and just keep continuing to get better. But it was fun, though, super fun.
What's the difference between rookie mini camp and, like you said, a spring training camp in college?
Same thing. It's just all evaluation, all – just like I felt like a freshman out there, you know, just new environment. But at the end of the day, football is football. You know, still got to continue to keep getting better. Still got to grind. Still have to earn everything. So, I mean, it kind of felt the same, honestly. I'm a pro now, you know.
What were some of the things that you learned today that you didn't know about, you know, in
college? Different NFL hashes, numbers are tighter. Just different terms from college. But football is all the same, honestly. It's just, I was just so happy to be out there. I was just trying to fly around.
What's it like off the field, meetings, knowing where to be, when to be, learning all that right now as a professional?
Yeah, I mean that part of it, I mean, I enjoy. I could talk football all day, you know. It's awesome, honestly. I'm just trying to embrace it all, trying to learn as much as I can. But it's what I expected, though. It's probably a little bit more than college, I would say, just detail-wise. But like I said, football is football at the end of the day.
What's it been like getting?
Awesome. I learned so much my first day, not even on the team with them. And, you know, I'm still trying to continue to learn. And, you know, they're awesome people. Like, they're the same people that were off the field as on the field. They coach me the same, talk to me the same. So, you know, that's something I appreciate because, you know, a lot of people, they change on and off the field. They're just consistently the same people. And I appreciate that.
Do you feel the pressure?
Yeah, there's no pressure. No pressure. Football, like I said, football is football. I go out there, listen to my coaches make plays, and, you know, have fun at the end of the day. Help this team win. That's the most important. Help this team win and stay available. So I'm about to go get treatment right now.
What's life kind of, I know it hasn't been that long yet, but what's life kind of been like since you got drafted? Like, just chaos, a lot of busyness, or is it kind of you got a little time to enjoy it before you got out here again?
The night of, I enjoyed it, you know, with my family, but felt the same person, you know, just striving to get better. A little bit different in college. I'm a lot more healthier now and fresh, but honestly, I feel the same, just still striving, still trying to learn. It's the same.
Have you seen the reaction to the video of you at the combine interview with the Bills and how Bills fans are so impressed with how prepared you were and how you brought out your notebook?
Right.
I don't know if you've noticed that, but it's been a big thing, like how does that come as a surprise to you that just natural, obviously you're prepared.
Yeah.
People are like, wow, look at this kid, how prepared he is in an interview.
Like, right. I mean, that's just something I picked up as a freshman. You know, I wasn't trying to be outside the box or anything like that. That's just something I always did. And, you know, I thought that was something that, you know, I always just wanted to show off that I was prepared. Like, I didn't try to not be myself, you know, at the end of the day. You know, I try to prepare better than anybody else. But I also try to learn as much as I can. So, mean, that's just me. You know, I'm not in here for likes and follows. You know what I'm saying? I'm here because I love football, and I just want to help this team win.
And you take notes on all the guys you go against, the things that went wrong. I was watching that.
Right.
You save those for now, too, in case you face those same receivers maybe at the NFL level?
Oh, yeah. I brought that notebook with me. You know, I'm going to keep that for the rest of my life, you know. If I have to go back to it and prepare like I did in college, you know, I keep that with me just in case. It's just like, I don't know, like a map almost. Like, just, I feel like a lot of people, they get better or they might get worse as, you know, as they grow. But I still have my constant notes that, you know, help me dominate like I want to.
Any thoughts on your first regular season NFL game being in L.A. and the first game of the NFL season against the defending Super Bowl champs?
Nah, I'm just focused on tomorrow, honestly. You know, I got done with practice. I'm just focused on the next meeting. That'll come. But like I said, it's football. I'm just trying to focus on my next step. Well, I got a meeting after this, so I'm trying to focus on that. So
what was it like just, you know, learning from new teammates like Christian Benefer, who's playing opposite side of you?
It's awesome. Like I said, I'm trying to motivate, you know, the guys on right next to me, and also I'm trying to, you know, learn from them as well, because I'm, you know, I'm not perfect, they're not perfect, but we can all learn from each other. And you know, he's a heck of a player. Today he did well, you know, and I mean, it's awesome, like, just being a pro, you know what I'm saying, other than just seeing everybody, how they work and what they do well and things I see that they critique. I mean, it just, we just thriving off each other, you know, trying to push each other, that's all.
Christian mentioned that you guys were on the same play here, and he said you guys kind of hit it off ever since that moment, huh?
Yeah. He said that. Yeah, we did. You know, I was just trying to be myself, you know what I'm saying, try to be a leader, not trying to step on nobody's toes, you know, not trying to push no buttons, just, you know, just trying to be myself, trying to pick his brain, trying to see what I think helped me, just pick off each other.
What are your early impressions of him as a player?
Like I said, he did well today, you know, really good. I didn't really watch too much film of him, but today he looked great. So,
what was it like going to the Sabres game, being in that suite on the video board with Josh and the reaction from the fans?
That was awesome, man. That's something I never dreamed of before. You know, it just honestly just made me a little bit more hungry, or just to see how much they accepted me, and I just want to go out there and prove to them, but prove it to myself that I can help this team win and execute. And, you know, I think that just made me a lot more hungry, honestly, and I appreciate that from them. Happy to be a Bill.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.